Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh my gosh. So, all right. I told you before, my youngest son has like a list of rules that we've kept since he was a kid, right? Because he says some of the funniest things. And one of those is, if you're going to stretch, do it privately. It's a saying that he has. Well, this headline goes right into with that. Florida woman allegedly attacked two people at the pool for doing inappropriate stretches. This story is just buckle up. Amanda Ferragamo, 41, not of that Ferragamo family, was arrested in Sumter County, Florida after the incident early Sunday morning. The female victim told deputies she and a male victim were doing stretches when Ferragamo smacked them and shoved them both. She stated that the defendant accused them both of doing inappropriate activities and began to shove her and smacked her across the face. The female victim had a red mark on her face. The 41-year-old woman who, she's got a crazy jawline, I gotta say. That's a strong jaw. That is an unaltered photo. She looked very pleased with herself in her mugshot. The male victim told a deputy, quote, "She blanking attacked us. She's blanked." The deputy said that the female had a red mark on her face. Apparently, I don't know if they are, I guess they were speculating as to whether or not they were connected, Ferragamo and the man. But yeah, they were stretching and they were attacked as, you know, because stretching is something you should do privately. I guess she's one of those people who believe that. I don't know. Let's see. Did you guys hear this story or see this story? This had to do with a bunch of Florida women who were tossing a baby around before a fight broke out.
What?
Dude, it was in Daytona Beach at the Coyote Ugly Bar. A 20-year-old, a 19-year-old, they were both arrested with charged with child abuse. They had a child back and forth while standing. They were throwing it back and forth while standing 4 feet apart. Apparently, the child was turned upside down as well. It's a baby. And they have, like, video of it. And then I don't even know what they're fighting about. And I don't know why they're all in underwear. And it's before you rush to Google the story, some of you, that's not attractive. It's always the people who are in underwear out in the street that really have no business being in underwear anywhere but the privacy of their own room for the sake of all of our retinas. And I guess they were all drunk and they all got into a fight. The baby apparently had a broken arm. I have no idea what in the world? How does this even happen? They were like slapping each other. I guess one of them was getting into a fight and they were holding the baby sideways like a bag of potatoes. I don't know. It is wild. I'm trying to figure that one out. A man tries to hide meth in his McDonald's breakfast sandwich during a traffic stop, say police, WFLA. A bag of meth was found inside a half-eaten McDonald's breakfast sandwich during a traffic stop in Oklahoma, according to police. An officer with the Catoosa Police Department pulled over a Mitchell Raper, R-A-P-E-R, I don't think it's Rapier, for a traffic violation, Mr. Raper. The officer smelled marijuana coming from the car. They deployed K-9, and then that's when K-9 Melton discovered the meth in a coin purse sandwiched between the sausage patty and the bread. And by the way, it is so obvious. It's because this biscuit's half eaten, and it's basically a biscuit on top of a larger coin purse. It's so bad. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. So there's this oarfish, they say. It's a rare creature widely believed to be the harbinger of natural disasters, it's said to appear before tsunamis and earthquakes. And apparently, off the coast of Taiwan in July, the earthquake fish was seen floating off the coast. What? Yes. The oar fish, or the giant oar fish, a.k.a. doomsday fish. It is ugly. I don't even know. They discovered it in July 20th this year. They discovered this giant. So there's this myth with it that it is the, it's like a doomsday harbinger. So like what, so, okay, here's my question with this. What's it like, what's a grace period before like the doom comes, right? What is that? Like you see the oar fish is like a week, a couple weeks, couple months. Like what's the, is there some scientific, is there like a timeline? Apparently it's a giant herring, isn't it?
It looks like it.
Yeah. It's known as the king of herrings. It's gross. It's really a gross looking fish. I don't know. Some say that there's no, they said that they could not, one, according to Forbes, one set of researchers said they couldn't find any reports of a 6.0 or greater magnitude quake happening within 10 days of a deep sea fish sighting. They said the oar fish legend is really compelling, but there's no scientific reason to think we can, shh, I don't care about your science anymore because your science says that a dude can chop off his willy and be a chick. So I don't know. I'm just going to go with the oar fish myth. What's happening? Smod on the way. What's up? Now, we were talking about harsh winters, too, because my parents and my grandparents had all these old-timey things that they trusted. It's like Calvin Ball rules of nature. And my mom lives by the Farmer's Almanac. Well, what's the Farmer's Almanac say? She's like, that's way more precise than the meteorologist and all this other stuff. So I had a friend of mine. Their dad went out and cut a persimmon off their tree, and they cut it in half. So apparently the myth with a persimmon is that if there's a spoon in it, when you cut it in half, then that means you're going to be shoveling a lot of snow this winter. Is that what that means, Kane? So you, that, and then the, what is the other one? The woolly caterpillar?
The woolly worm, yeah.
The woolly worm.
The woolly bear caterpillar.
So if it's like real woolly, uninterrupted color, then that means it's going to be a bad winter too?
Yeah. If there's a really small middle, like there's usually like a rust sort of color, and then it's dark on both ends. So if that rust middle is longer, the more mild the winter. But if that rust middle is much shorter, then there's supposed to be a harsh winter.
So when my friend's dad cut into the persimmon that they pulled off the tree, it had on one side, when they cut it in half, it was a knife shape, and the other side it was a spoon. That means it's going to be an icy cold winter with a lot of snow to shovel.
Yep.
I mean, according to the persimmon theory. Is that
pretty accurate? I would say the Farmer's Almanac is probably more accurate.
Don't they talk about that stuff
in
there?
What we see on TV, meteorology.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's trends to it, for sure. Now I feel like I need to get one. I feel like I need a... Do you have one?
What, a persimmon tree or a
Farmer's Almanac? No, like literally the Farmer's Almanac, yeah.
No, I don't. I used to have one.
My mom used to give me one every year.
In the early aughts, I used to
I guess she didn't love me anymore. She stopped. Yeah, they... she like lives by this thing. My grandpa had like cattle and all that stuff, so he like went, I think, all the farmers and all that, obviously Farmer's Almanac. But yeah, she's like, you can apply this you know, to now, you can apply it, it's it comes out every year. So they have the 23-24, apparently it's going to be unseasonably cold and stormy. That's I guess what we're getting where we are, Kane.
Yeah.
That's
what it's looking like.
Yeah. So ice, I'm glad I got my generator. Yay. Anyway, we had to talk because I can't get over this oar fish thing. I kind of want that to be true, like the myth of it, right? It's a this weird, gross worm. It's a worm, really, isn't it? A worm fish, herring, whatever.
Yeah.
Is so keep in mind, Kane, we saw it, July, or it came up in June, July, June, whatever.
July, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So we're on the clock for some doom.
Yeah.
When's it coming? Just waiting. And we're going to have an icy cold winter with a lot of snow to shovel, according to the persimmons. Isn't that what that little hairy pig saw? Groundhog. Isn't that what that groundhog saw?
I don't know. He sees shadows, I think.
Do you remember what the groundhog thing, what it saw this year, Steve? Hang on. Hang on. It's Friday, guys. We're doing this. Groundhog.
That was back in February, so
mm-hmm.
That would have predicted how we exited winter, I think.
Oh, apparently he saw his shadow. The furry pig saw its shadow, so he predicted six more. So, yeah, all indications, going to be a bad winter. So if you like cold and ice and, you know, misery in general, yay for you. You're going to have a good, horrible winter. Yay. Right when energy prices are going to increase.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Gas is going to be expensive. Heating your home is going to be expensive. Yay. Steve says his acorn theory is a myth. Steve, what's your acorn theory?
Now, my grandma always told me that if there was a lot of acorns, that more acorns that fell normally, like in your driveway, then it would be a harsh winter. So I just tried to look it up, and there was like a whole bold thing, and I was like, that is not true.
I'm going to tell my kids that you can tell that it's going to be a harsh winter when you see squirrels out in Patagonia jackets. Means it's going to be a harsh winter.
Right.
If you see squirrels out in little Patagonia squirrel jackets, it's going to be a harsh winter. The persimmon thing looks cool, though. But and dude, check it. So the Channel 5 affiliate in our hometown, Kane.
Yeah. KSDK.
Uh-huh. It said, snowy winter coming from Missouri, persimmon seeds say. Oh, there it is. So,
There's something to it. I mean, there is something to.
All these people cutting in their persimmons, and they're all seeing the same thing. Spoons and knives. What? Cold winter, because the knife is it's supposed to be cutting cold winter, and the spoon is like the shovel. That's why they think. So so get prepared for a bad winter. I'm just going to go ahead and start stocking up on a couple everyday items, you know. Just start doing that now. Yep. Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson literally wrote a piece today in the Wall Street Journal saying that he's now leaving the Democrat Party and becoming a Republican. He says that Democrat policies have exacerbated crime and homelessness. Wow. Big news. That's pretty awesome. So, that's the mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson. I wonder how that's going to go down with their fascist judge, Clay Jenkins. Oh, no, no. Okay, never do this. A woman in Michigan had to be rescued this week because she got stuck in an outhouse. Is it an outhouse that's like a working toilet? While trying to retrieve her Apple Watch, forcing people to, they had to remind them, don't be stupid and climb down inside of toilets. What is the matter with you? It's an Apple Watch. Like, get the Apple Care. Get the insurance thing for it so that if it's, like, lost or missing, you don't have to climb into a toilet. There's an ad. Oh, my gosh. They actually had to rescue her. That sounds like a horror movie. That is a horror movie. It's the shortest horror movie ever, but that's it. Rupert Murdoch announced yesterday he's stepping down as chairman of Fox and News Corp after 7 years. Everyone has expected this for over a decade. Literally, they have. His son Lachlan is taking over. More than, okay, this headline, I put this in last night, and now I regret it. You see it, Kane? More than 4,000 Americans, that one? What is wrong with you people? More than 4,000 Americans are hospitalized each year with a foreign object lodged in their backsides. I don't know why they had to do this study, but a New York-based group literally had to do, apparently, study, a first-of-its-kind study. Everything from marbles to bottles, cans, even writing tools. 4,000 Americans annually visit the ER because they get something stuck up their backsides. That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life. And here's the crazy case. Men account for 8 out of the 10 cases. The most common group are males in their 20s and early 30s. So Steve's group of people. Steve, tell your friends to stop that. I can't even believe this. And so it's basically, yeah, of the number, 77% are dudes, 22% are females. Females, what's the matter with you? That number should be zero. What's the matter with you? All of them, yes, they all should. Oh my gosh. Some constitutional confusion. This headline, apparently, a study reveals, this is a study finds, reveals that Americans are apparently woefully undereducated about their natural rights. Underinformed is the headline, but undereducated is the accurate term. No one should be undereducated about what their natural rights are. Shameful. I don't know. I mean, this, because I was looking at this indictment, and this indictment is so bad. The Democrats don't have to worry about keeping the seat. Because it's New Jersey, they're going to vote for another Democrat in there immediately. So it doesn't matter. But I was thinking about this. So his indictment, he and his wife Nadine also in a corrupt relationship with 3 New Jersey associates and businessmen. They were getting luxury vehicles. They got a Mercedes. They got gold bars. They were paying towards their home mortgage, all kinds of stuff, 39 pages, had cash shoved in his jacket pockets. I mean, it was an Egyptian-American businessman, and apparently they also gave them, what sensitive information did they give? I don't think they actually got into the sensitive information part of it, but they said they found the safe deposit box. They executed that warrant last year in June. And they found $480,000 in cash hidden in clothing closets, a safe. They had the DNA on the envelopes of cash that basically it was Menendez's DNA, the DNA of his driver, something like that. They had home furnishings, the Mercedes. Over $100,000 worth of gold bars stored in the home. I know I would never tell anybody if I won the lottery, but there would be signs. Gold bars would be one of them, I think. But that, I mean, I get it. Candy, did you make this point on air before we went to air about non-traceable?
Yeah, it was before we went on.
Okay, explain this because I'm still laughing my head off over this. Well, I'm not taking it seriously. I'm sorry if you guys think I should be, but I'm just like, this is just so Washington.
It's like cash where you hand somebody something valuable. There's no electronic, receipts for it. You're just handing them this and then handshake and there you go. So I think that's a lot of the reasons why. That apparently there were payments made to his mortgage too.
Yeah, they were paying off his mortgage. He was getting everything paid off.
Yeah.
He was getting everything paid off. And then some. 39 page indictment. And he literally had a corruption case against him once already. That ended in mistrial. That was a mistrial. And that was apparently right at the time he started. I'm sorry. He just started this right at the time, right at the same time. Like, what is the matter with you? Can you not be a criminal for 5 seconds? Got to start getting bribes. I want to know what sensitive stuff they had. I want to know what sensitive information that he gave these guys. That's the million-dollar question. That's the million-dollar question here. I really would like to know. I mentioned a little bit earlier before I dive into this more. I mentioned the situation with, I'm just saying I got a little bit of a tinfoil hat. I got a conspiracy hat here with Menendez. And the conspiracy that I have is that, are they going after this guy because they're like, they want to give this appearance of, look, we're holding someone accountable because we don't have all these charges against Hunter Biden.
And it's a distraction.
Yeah, and it's because we're talking about gold bars today. Because that's ridiculous. That's big pimping, man. Gosh, we're going to have to break that song out, aren't we? Anytime we talk about Menendez. It is. So I just, you know, I'm just saying, I get the vibe of this is very much like a distraction, yes. And also, they need to show that they are in some way keeping, look, we're upholding law and order. What are you guys talking about? Yeah, look, it's a Democrat. We're going after a Democrat. Of course we are with law and order. It's a matter with you people. But it's Menendez, right? Everybody loves to hate this dude. I mean, it's really hard to defend a guy that legit hid gold bars in his house. I mean, is it like is this literally the 19th century, the 18th century? Is that what this is? Arr, we're going to pay ye in gold bars. Apparently, the other day was Talk Like a Pirate Day. I appreciate that none of you here did that because, as you know, one of my ancestors was hung off the coast of the Carolinas for piracy. This is a true story. And my culture is not your costume. It's the closest I've ever. I'm going to use that ad nauseum. If I see a liberal dressed as a pirate, God help me or them.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.